And we're here with Brooke Jorgensen, who has made her college decision. You're heading to Winona State. First of all, what led to that decision?
Mostly the coach and the team. I've always loved tennis, obviously. But I met a lot of different coaches, and they weren't exactly, I wasn't in love with them. But meeting Heather, I absolutely adore her. And the team was just really sweet and inviting, and it felt like home. So I was like, that's where I'm going.
And what did you learn about the program throughout the process, and what are you excited most about heading there?
I'm probably most excited about the spring break. We go up to Florida in every spring break, and we play a bunch of really good teams, which is, helps us get better. But I'm also excited about the schedule. It's a really, we lift every day, and so I'm excited about that because we haven't done that in high school. So I haven't really had that aspect in my tennis, so I'm hoping that I'll be able to help me improve.
Well, and I've talked to you several times over the years, and you used to be the young pup, so to speak, the freshman and the sophomore with a bunch of seniors. And this year's team, you're kind of now the leader. How has that transition been like for you of going from a really talented player but having a lot of experienced players ahead of you to now having to guide a lot of younger players, especially those who haven't played varsity before?
It's definitely a lot different. I've never really been like the leadership role type. I kind of sit quiet, sit back and watch everyone else do it. But this year, since we had 5 people graduate in our top varsity, I definitely have had to step up. But it's been really fun because we've been able to have underclassmen, and I've been able to make them feel more included, which I love because I remember being the underclassmen and the seniors included me, which made me feel part of the team.
And, you know, what's it like now knowing that your high school career is winding down? You've been to state multiple times. You know, what do you kind of hope to leave behind with some of those younger players, passing on all the, you know, success, not only success, but all the things that you've learned throughout the years? What do you kind of hope to leave behind with these younger players?
I hope that once they become seniors, that they realize that they have spent the best 4 years of their life, because tennis is a really competitive sport. It's obviously a team and individual, but it's just a lot of fun, and you're going to meet a lot of people, and you get to better yourself in every aspect.
Well, and you finished pretty high up at state the past, you know, past couple years. Obviously, the goal, I imagine, is to try and compete for a state championship again. What do you think it's going to take between now and then to get yourself ready, not only to get to state, but once you're there, have a chance to win a state title?
Well, I'm definitely going to have to be at my top of my game because I got some good competition and they're back, which is awesome because it pushes me. But I'm just hoping to, I'm going up to Ames and I'm playing up there 3 to 4 times a week. And so hopefully I'll be able to play my best performance and pull it off.
Awesome. Brooke Jorgensen, thank you.
Thank you so much.